لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. صلوات. Okay, can you please bring the children here so they can sit in front of me? Ask them. Okay, all the kids, I request all of you, please come and sit right in front of me. So everyone, please come and sit right in front of me. And these things that we are talking about, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah we're going to have questions. And if you can reply correctly, there will be prizes for the question, for the answers, okay? So each night when we have a speech, please listen to that. That's very important information. Salawat. Allah. We were talking about the shabahat, the resemblance. The resemblances that Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam has towards the previous prophets of God. In the previous lecture, I talked about the resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Adam, and the resemblance and the reasons why he resembles with Prophet Adam. And we talked about the resemblances of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Habil, the son of Adam alayhi salam, and we talked about those resemblances. So I strongly recommend the youth to please write down, and even the elders. These are things that we need to remember and benefit even at home. So tonight is the turn for talking about the resemblances of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Shis. So Prophet Shis comes after Adam alayhi salam, and now the first resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Shis is that our scholars have mentioned Hibatullah lam yu'zan lahu fi izhari ilmihi khawfan. Hibatullah is the title of Prophet Sheis. Hibatullah means the gift of God. So he was not permitted to talk about the knowledge that he had because of the fear. Fear of what? Fear of getting killed if he expresses his knowledge. Why? Why would he get killed if he expresses the knowledge? Here is the narration from Siqatul Islam Al-Kulayni Rahmatullah Alayh in Rawdatul Kafi, where he narrates from Imam Abi Ja'far, Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, fi hadithin tawil, in a long narration, in Hibat Allah, lamma dafana abahu atahu qabil. When Hibatullah, that means Prophet Sheis, buried his father Adam, Qabil the killer, Qabil came to him. The narration doesn't have the word killer, I am explaining. Qabil came to him. Faqala, Qabil said, Ya Hibatullah, inni qad ra'aytu Abi Adam qad khassaka min al-ilm ma lam ukhass bihi. I saw that my father Adam specified you with the knowledge that I am not specified with that. That means I am not given that knowledge from my dad Adam, the knowledge that he gave to you. And وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ الَّذِي دَعَى بِهِ أَخُوكَ هَبِيلْ فَتُقُبِّلَ قُرْبَانُهُ. And that was the knowledge that your brother Habil was given. That's the knowledge with which he prayed, and his sacrifice was accepted. If you remember, Habil and Qabil, both brothers, they presented their sacrifice before Allah. Allah accepted the sacrifice of Habil and did not accept the sacrifice of Qabil because he didn't deserve it. He was not a pious person. He was a zalim and oppressor. Allah does not accept from those who are not pious. So now he is talking to his brother Hibatullah that you have been given the knowledge from my dad, which I was not given. And the same knowledge is the one with which my brother Habil prayed to Allah, and thus his sacrifice was accepted. وَإِنَّمَا قَتَلْتُهُ. And the reason why I killed him, لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ لَهُ عَقِبٌ فَيَفْتَخِرُونَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبِي. The reason, the only reason why I killed him, Qabil is talking about Habil, his brother whom he killed. The only reason why I killed him is because so that he doesn't end up having a lineage, children, in other words, doesn't have any children, who may be fearing, feeling proud over my children. Obviously, what he's trying to say, if Habil had his kids, definitely they may feel proud over my children, that our father didn't have the knowledge, his sacrifice was rejected, whereas your father, the father of Habil's kids, that is Habil, his sacrifice was accepted. So nahnu abna'u alladhi tuqabbala qurbanuhu wa antum abna'u alladhi turika qurbanuhu. So we are the children of Habil may say, we are the children of that father whose sacrifice was accepted, and you people are the children of that father whose sacrifice was not accepted. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ أَظْهَرْتَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي اِخْتَصَّكَ بِهِ أَبُوكَ شَيْئًا قَتَلْتُكَ كَمَا قَتَلْتُ أَخِي. So if you express your knowledge, Qabil said to Sheis alayhi salam, if you express your knowledge, I will kill you the way I killed my brother Habil. فَلَّبِثَ هِبَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْعَقِبْ مِنْهُ مُسْتَخِفِّينَ bima عندهم من العلم والإيمان. So Hibatullah, that means Sheis alayhi salam, and his lineage, his children, remained hiding their knowledge and their faith. So this is the similarity between Prophet Sheis and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, wa kadhalika al-qa'im, our scholars say, lam yu'udhan lahu ila al-waqt al-ma'loom, it is not permitted for him unless the fixed time, when the fixed time arrives, that means when he appears, that's where the fixed time is. So now let's go to the hadith which tells us, حِينَ سَقَطَ مِن بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ جَاسِيًا عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ, when Imam Mahdi Rasam was born, coming from the womb of his mother, over his knees, جَاسِيًا عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ رَافِعًا سَبَّابَتَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, raising his two fingers, this is called Sababa in Arabic, the index finger, raising his two index fingers towards the heaven. Soon after the birth, Imam Mahdi al-Islam, when he was born, he was on his knees, raising his index fingers towards the heaven. Atasa, summa atasa, then he, sneezed. Faqala alayhi salam, and then said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Well, this is the sunnah, whenever we sneeze, we say, Alhamdulillah, isn't it right? If somebody else sneezes in front of us, we say, Yarhamakallah, or Rahimakallah, may Allah have mercy on you. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam sneezed and said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Well, and then he says, Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi. And he said, that زعمت الظلمة أن حجة الله داحضة ولو أذن لنا في الكلام لزال الشك. So he said that the oppressors thought that Hujjat of Allah is rebuffed, is gone, is removed. In other words, is no longer, is not there. If it was permitted for us to talk, the doubt would have been gone. This is what we are talking, that Imam Mahdi was not permitted to talk. The situation didn't allow him to talk. So this is one thing. Now why, what happened obviously when you find there's so much doubt arising, the shak would have been removed. What kind of shak? There's a lot of shak. You know, ihtimalan, what it means is that the doubt about the very existence of the Imam. There are people who deny the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam today. Lots of Muslims deny that he's born, and they believe that he will be born. So this doubt would have been gone if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would be allowed to come in the public gathering and speak. Will there be any doubt remaining? But was he allowed to do that? No. So this is the resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Shis. Now let's go to the resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Now with Prophet Nuh, who is also called Shaykhul Anbiya, Shaykh in Arabic, the word Shaykh has several meanings. One of the meaning is Ustaz, your teacher. Another meaning is Shaykh means your elderly person. Any elderly person is called Shaykh. So Shaykhul Anbiya, because he is the elderly among the prophets, his life is very long. He lived for more than 2,000 years. So now we have hadith from Imam al-Sadiq and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, annahu aasha khamsa mi'ate wa alfay aam. The hadith from Imam As-Sadiq and Imam Al-Hadi, that Imam Naqi alayhi salam, for both of them, told us in their hadith that the age that the Prophet knew, that he lived for 2,500 years, 2500. So obviously he would be Shaykh al-Anbiya, and the elderly among the prophets. Now this is the resemblance of Prophet Nuh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now let's come to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Qa'im Shaykhul Awsiya. Our scholars say that Qa'im, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the elderly among all the deputies. So none of the Imams, none of the 11 Imams have as long as the age that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has. So, Wulida Kama Fil Kafi, للنصف من شعبان سنة 55 ومئتين. According to the narration in Al-Kafi from Siqat al-Islam al-Kulaini, Muhammad al-Islam was born in 255 Hijra and the night of the middle of Shaban at the time of Sahar. And the night in the middle of Shaban, the time of Sahar is from other narrations. So you can imagine how long is his age, is more than 1,200 years, isn't it right? So he is Shaykhul Awsiya. And also we have narration from Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam, where he says, Inna fil qa'ime sunnatan min Adama wa min Nuh wa hiya tulul umr. Certainly in Qa'im there is a tradition from Adam and Nuh, and that is long age. The second resemblance that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam has with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is, our scholars say that tahhar al arda min al kafirin bi kalamihi. Prophet Nuh is the one who cleaned up the earth with his statement from all the kafirs. He said one sentence, and because of that one sentence of Nuh, all the infidels were cleaned from the face of earth. This is the dua, that's the sentence, that's the curse of Nuh alayhi salam, which is mentioned in Holy Quran, Rabbi la tazar alal ardi min al kafirina dayyaran. Oh my Lord, don't leave on earth a single kafir, in other words, none of the kafirin, in other words. So, and none of the kafirin were left by Allah. Obviously, we know the tufan, the storm came. Everyone on the face of earth was gone, including his son, who went on top of the summit of a nearby mountain, and he thought the mountain highness can save him. Isn't it right? People are silly when they don't accept the statements of the infallible messengers of Allah, and they think they are playing smart. Isn't that right? That's the constant behavior of humankind towards the prophets. Every prophet, without exception, was denied and rejected and insulted and slandered. Constant behavior of humanity, because they wanted to protect the interests of this world. They have love of this dunya. So even his own son, who was also a kafir, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Isn't it right? لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Allah said in the Holy Quran to Prophet Nuh, he is not one of your, one, not amongst your ahl. So he was also a kafir. He was also killed. Everyone was killed. The storm started from the Masjid al-Kufa. We visited recently some of the Mu'mineen. May Allah give us the tawfiq to visit the Masjid al-Kufa again, inshallah. One of the four greatest mosques of Islam, the place from where the tufan, the storm started, is still there in the middle of the mosque. That's where the storm started, and the water engulfed the whole face of earth. Everyone was drowned except those who were aboard the Ark of Noah, Ark of Nuh alayhi salam, and those were only 80 people, 80. And when the ship landed, that city was named as Madinatus Samanin, the city of 80, because there were only 80 people on board and that ship. So Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, يطهر الأرض من الكافرين حتى لا يبقى منهم آثار آثارا كما فعل نوح عليه السلام. So he's going to also remove the earth from the kufr and the asar and impacts of kufr, and this is the similarity with Prophet Nuh. So Allah says about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, فَلَّبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. He stayed among them 1,000 years except 50 years. That means 50 years less than 1,000, 950 years. Then the tufan got them, you know, when they were zalims, in other words. So all the zalimeen were drowned, and Prophet Nuh did his sabr and patience for 950 years. It's a very long time to be patient for that long, you know, having the tolerance of the arrogance of people for 1 year is very difficult. For 10 years is more difficult, 20 years even more difficult, 30 years is even more difficult. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam did the sabr over the arrogance and kufr and zulm of his nation for 30 years. But was that accepted by Allah? Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, Allah says to Holy Prophet in the Holy Quran, La takun ka sahib al-hoot. Don't be like the one of the fish. Who is sahib al-hoot? Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Isn't it right? So Allah is asking Prophet not to be similar to Prophet Yunus. So whereas Allah is asking the same Prophet, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ, when talking about some of the Anbiya, which Allah mentions their names, Allah then says, you know, take guidance, follow the guidance of theirs. So for some other Prophets, Allah is asking our Holy Prophet to follow their guidance. When it comes to Prophet Yunus, who did tolerance and sabr for only 30 years according to the tafsir of our scholars, Allah says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't be like him. La takun ka sahibil hoot. So prophets are supposed to have more patience. Isn't it right? So Prophet Nuh is a very superior messenger of Allah. And we learn his greatness from the Holy Quran, where Allah says, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. You know, salam, Allah is sending his salam on Nuh alayhi salam in the alameen. So this shows the greatness of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So Prophet Nuh showed his sabr for 950 years, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is showing his patience for up till now is more than 1200 years. Allah knows up till when. Up till when he is going to show his patience over the sins of this ummah are way more than the sins of the ummah of Prophet Nuh or the ummah of Prophet Musa, or the ummah of Prophet Isa, or the ummah of Prophet Ibrahim, or ummah of any other messenger. For sure there are more. Isn't it right? So this ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the one who has massacred the son of the Prophet Hussein ibn Ali alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader, one of the two leaders of the youth of paradise. Even this one sin is unforgivable. How much sabr it is required for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to do, we cannot imagine his level of sabr. He is the madhar of the name As-Sabur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is waiting for the time when Allah commands. And when Allah commands and he appears, he doesn't care about no one. He is going to fulfill the promise. So now, another resemblance of Prophet Nuh with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that تَخَلُّفُ مَن تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهُ غَرِقَ. Whoever turned away from Prophet Nuh alayhi salam got drowned, devastated, halakat. So this is the resemblance with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. When Imam Mahdi alayhi salam appears, whoever does not join the force of the Imam is going to be drowned, devastated. Similarly, devastated the way those people got drowned and devastated. So another prophet had already said in his famous hadith, you know, masal wa ahli bayti ka masal safinati nuh, the parable of my ahl bayt is that of the boat of Nuh, man rakibaha naja, whoever got aboard that got succeeded, wa man takhallafa anha ghariqa, and whoever turned away got drowned. So that's the parable, that's the beautiful clear example Prophet has given. If we don't join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we are doomed. The next resemblance between the Imam alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to أخر الله فرجه وفرج أصحابه حتى رجع عنه أكثر القائلين به. Please say salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to delay his appearance and opening and the opening for his companions until most of the believers turned away from him. That's what happened with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Most of the believers turned away from Prophet Nuh. I'm not talking about the kafirin. So what happened is that obviously this is the test of our iman and our patience. Isn't it right? He was constructing the ark, the ship, huge ship, the biggest ship ever constructed up till then. Obviously, all the pairs of all the animals and so many of the humans are going to be in that ship for a long duration in the water. So it took a long time. So for Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to construct the ship, people used to come and look at Prophet Nuh. He's constructing a ship, and they used to make fun of him, ridicule him, istihza. This guy is wasting his time. He thinks that there would be some storm coming like that and everybody would be gone. So people used to make fun of him. So this delay that happened in the opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his wisdom, because of that, lots of believers who were supporting Prophet Nuh ended up denying him. This is exactly another resemblance with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Allah, this delay in the zuhur and appearance of the Imam, there will be several, actually, most of the believers in Imam Mahdi. We are not talking about the kafirin. We are talking about those who believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Most of the believers in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are going to end up denying Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ وَفَرَجَ أَوْلِيَائِهِ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ عَنْهُ أَكْثَرُ الْقَائِلِينَ بِهِ. Allah is going to delay His appearance, His opening, and opening for His companions until most of those who believe in Him will end up denying Him. So this is another resemblance between Prophet Nuh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now the next resemblance between Prophet Nuh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that Bashara bi zuhurihi Idrisun Nabi. Prophet Idris alayhi salam give the Basharat and glad tidings. If you recall, Prophet Idris is one of those prophets that we believe he is alive. Isn't it right? And I'm coming to those narrations very soon, which tells us that he's on the fourth heaven. Some of those narrations tell us that he's on As-Sama'ur Rabi'a, Asmane Chaharum, fourth heaven. So Prophet Idris belongs to the time before Prophet Nuh. So Prophet Idris prophesied, he told this good news to about the coming of Prophet Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Similarly, when it comes to, this is another resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Nuh, that Bashar Allahu ta'ala bi zuhurihi al malaika kama wa bashara bihi nabi wal a'imma bal bashara bihi al anbiya us sabiqun. So about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Allah gave the Basharat and good news to the angels. And Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, the 11 Imams, gave the good news to the people. And the previous Prophets gave that Basharat and good news. Look at how many have given that Basharat about him. That's another resemblance between Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh. Now Allah gave Basharat to the angels. Sayyid ibn Taus narrated when Karbala happened, when the event of Ashura happened, angels of Allah complained towards Allah about the massacre of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and Allah, you know, in other words, diverted their attention towards the nur of Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, which was there. And the nur, Sayyid ibn Ta'us says, the nur of Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam was standing, it was in a standing position among the rest of the anwar and nur of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And Allah drew the attention of angels towards the nur of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and said, Sayyid ibn Ta'us says, Allah said, Antaqim bihad al-Qa'im. I am going to take the revenge through this Qa'im. So the basharat and appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was given by Allah to the angels and by Prophet and the 11 Imams and the previous prophets. The next resemblance between Prophet Nuh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I strongly hope my youth are writing these things, you know, in your diaries. This is one of the best things that you can write down to treasure for your personal information, isn't it right? So, probably you're not going to find it in any book in English that has been translated up till now. So, Prophet Nuh, another resemblance with Prophet Nuh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that كان يبلغ صوته شرق الأرض وغربها حين ندائه وصيحته. That's narrated in Zubdat al-Tasanif, that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, his voice when he made his announcement, his voice reached the east and the west of the earth. That's another resemblance with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. When he would appear, Imam Mahdi will also raise his voice, and his voice will be heard in the east of the earth and the west of the earth by every single human and jinn without exception. Those who will be sleeping will wake up and hear. Those who are unconscious and sick, they will become conscious by the command of Allah and they will hear. Those who are, you know, in whatever situation will hear the voice. Everyone will understand in their own language. Every single human, zero excuse not to join the Imam. That's the divine Khalifa and representative and commander-in-chief of the universe arriving. So there is no room for anyone to now separate religion from politics and not do the political duties of supporting the government and not putting a ban on ulama who talk about Yawm al-Quds today. Isn't it right? We built $10 million center and we put a ban on all those ulama who talk about Walayatul Faqih and Yawm al-Quds. So there is no mention of Yazid of today. We keep on cursing the Yazid of yesterday only. So this behavior will not prevail. Now the voice is heard, Imam Mahdi's, they will be there to install the hukumat, government. We have been separating government from Islam, isn't it right? For conveniences in this world. Now Imam Mahdi is going to establish the government on the whole planet. How would those people respond who are separating religion from politics and putting a ban on those ulama? How would they respond? Are you going to support Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or you want to be standing on the other side so the Zulfiqar will end up landing on your neck? Look at how far we got from the walayat of Imam Ali. Thanks to Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah alayh, who made it understand the walayat of Ahlul Bayt that we forgot. So we find when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam would appear, his voice is going to be heard by everyone as well. Now yaqifu bayna ar-rukn wal-maqam, he will stand between ar-rukn al-yamani, the Yemeni corner of Kaaba. The Yemeni corner is that corner which is closer to the point, which is closest to the point from where Fatima bint Asad salamullahi alayhima, she entered into the Kaaba from that point. That's that pillar. Next to that pillar, you know, that corner is the corner which we call the Ruknul Yamani, the Yemeni corner. That corner faces towards the Yemen, towards Yemen. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be between the Yemeni corner, wal maqam and maqam of Ibrahim, and hina zuhurihi, at the time of his appearance, fa yasrikh sarkhatan, he would raise his voice, he would say, فَيَقُولُ, and he would say, يَا مَعَاشَرَ نُقَبَائِ. He's calling his friends. وَأَهْلَ خَاصَّتِ, his close, specific friends. In other words, وَمَنْ ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِنُصْرَتِ, and the ones whom Allah have treasured for my help. قَبْلَ ظُهُورِ, before my appearance, عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ, on the face of earth. So, إِتُونِ طَائِعِينَ, come towards me while being obedient. This is what Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is going to say, and that will be heard. فَتَرُدُّ صَيْحَتُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, his voice will be, echoing upon them. وَهُمْ فِي مَحَارِيبِهِمْ, they may be in their mihrab, in their altars. وَعَلَى فُرُوشِهِمْ, some people may be on their beds. أَفِي شَرْقِ الْأَرْضِ وَغَرْبِهَا, on the earth, on the east and the west of the earth. فَيَسْمَعُونَ فِي سَيْحَةٍ, يَسْمَعُونَهُ فِي سَيْحَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ, they will hear it, and each one of them will, فَيُجِيبُونَ نَحْوَهَا, all of those 313 supporters of the Imam will be gathered all together at once, without a gap. Everyone together will come to the Holy Kaaba immediately, in like a, almost like a, blinking of an eye. So all of them are now gathered together right in front of the Imam, and none of them are going to kalamhate basar, just like a blinking of an eye, just the time in which an eye blinks. So yakunu kulluhum bayna rukn wal maqam, all of them will be there present between the rukn al yamani and maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is what we learn in the light of the hadith of Mufaddal ibn Umar rahmatullahi alayh, one of the greatest companions of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. So these are the five resemblances that we talked about between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh. Inshallah, in the next lesson, we will talk about the resemblances of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Idris. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wa akhdhul al-kuffar wa al-munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-deen. Wa akhdhul man khadhal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ahfadh wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Wa maraji'ana al-Rabbaniyin. لا سيما الولي الفقي قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان, واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.